I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, if you think your office is going to the dogs, well, next Friday, your dog could be going to your office. That's because Friday, June 23rd, is annual Take Your Dog to Work Day, sponsored by Pet Sitters International. That's right. Instead of being left behind as usual, dogs all across the country will trot off to work with their owners to find out just what those humans really do all day while they're on the job. The dogs will earn their chow by exhibiting proper behavior and good social skills. Their owners will enjoy the companionship of their furry best friends, and employers will see the benefits of having pets in the workplace. For other types of pets, the entire week is Take Your Pet to Work Week. Many employers have found that allowing pets in the workplace can improve staff morale, increase productivity, and reduce stress. In fact, some companies have an ongoing policy to allow well-behaved pets to come to work with their owners. The benefits of owning a pet are widely recognized, supported by scientific studies as well as the testimonies of pet owners themselves. And yet, there are so many pet animals that are in need of good homes and caring owners. So, the idea of Take Your Dog to Work Day is to remind folks, such as your coworkers, that they too can enjoy the benefits of a loving relationship with a pet and to encourage adoption of shelter animals. If you're interested in having your company participate in Take Your Dog to Work Day, visit the website www.petsit.com or takeyourdog.com. You can check out tips for taking your dog to work. You can listen to the Take Your Dog to Work song, and you can read suggestions for things to say to convince your company to take part. My favorite is telling your boss that finally someone at your office will actually be working like a dog. And remember that if you want a companion who's on the job around the clock, visit your local animal shelter and adopt a friend for life when you're speaking of pets.